The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race card for you at Ballinrobe this evening on Bank Holiday Monday, May the 29th. It's of course day one of their 2-day May meeting, and we've got very competitive fare tonight. Lots of decent fields and some good money on offer as well, and that has brought about some decent animals here on show at the Mayo venue. Of course, we've got the Mayor's Handicap at 7 o'clock, which is worth €18,000, and quite a few nice horses who have obviously been laid out for this particular race. Some decent horses runners also in the 6:30, plenty of good handicaps, as I said, and good betting opportunities along the way. So hopefully we can do really well here tonight at Ballinrobe. At time of recording, the ground was good, watered of course, and there are showers forecast, so that might just ease as the day's progressive, but do keep an eye on that.
Race 1.
First race is the 6 o'clock, which is the extended 2-mile maiden hurdle. And Knockmahal Boy bids to finally get the monkey off his back with a victory here tonight. He's got every chance of doing so as well. That run at Tipperary 2 starts ago in that maiden hurdle won by Rebellion Boy comes out really well on the figures. And the third horse, Al's Quiet, has gone on to subsequently boost that form. This horse would have beaten Valgor de Ronceret the other day at Limerick had he not fallen at the second last. He probably wouldn't have won, but he certainly would have finished in front of Joseph O'Brien's chart. So I think he deserves to be at the head of the market. Obviously, we've got to factor in one or two others that have run well recently. And Banquet Hill definitely ticks that particular box. This horse was disappointing last time at Downpatrick, but that was in a hot race. And more importantly, it was over 2.5 miles, which he clearly didn't get. But if you go back to his previous run, when he was fourth behind Culmaheen Hill on the 2nd of May here at Ballinrobe, you'll find that Rebellion Boy and All's Quiet both were in that race and they were well beaten. So if he can run to that level, I do think locally trained Patrick Ryan's Charge could run really well there at a big price in the opening race, and he's the each-way selection.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is a 2.5 mile furlong conditions hurdle at 6:30. And a worthy favourite here, without a shadow of a doubt, is Dandy Mag from the William Mullins stable. You'd have to question what a horse of this nature is doing in a race like this, having finished second in a Grade 2 a couple of runs ago at Fairy Hasbro on Project Blue Book, and of course in turn beating Expatriate, who was a very creditable 5th in the Triumph hurdle. Obviously uses a bit of a foot soldier and a sacrificial lamb, whichever we want to call it, at Punchestan in the Grade 1 next time out, obviously to make a strong pace for Bapome. We would expect a more conventional ride here tonight from Ruby Walsh, and hopefully that will seal the deal. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, we'll look no further than Vanishing Point from the Gordon Elliott stable. This horse showed bright promise on his first 2 starts over hurdles behind the likes of Look Closer and Ornea. And then he finally got his just rewards for those 2 good efforts with a victory down in Clonmel, albeit it was a hard-fought one at the time, and you can see why the connections have gone for the blinkers, just to kind of sharpen his ideas up a little bit, as he tended to wander under pressure on the run in there that particular day. Round about 7-1 this morning, Vanishing Point, with the dead 8 runners going to post, looks the obvious each-way alternative to Dandy Mag in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the big betting race of the night. It is the 2-mile handicap for the mares, worth €18,000, so not to be sniffed at. Therefore, we'd expect a decent turnout, and we've certainly got that. Chambord Elise was a good second last time behind St Stephen's Green in a very hot race down in Killarney at their 3-day May Festival. And a repeat of that run would make her particularly hard to beat. However, I do quite like the claims here of the Nutcracker from the Thomas Gibney stable. Now, for the last 2 seasons, Thomas Gibney's produced this 7-year-old mare absolutely A1 to come and claim this prize. Winner, like I say, 2 years ago. Off a £17 high mark, this horse managed to replicate that with a pretty smooth victory here 12 months ago. Clearly, connections have had this race on mine, because off the back of a 221-day layoff, she came back and ran a nice race in a listed contest down in Killarney the other day behind Astoria, thus boosting her claims for this race in no uncertain terms. She likes decent ground. Obviously, the sharp track with the brush hurdles really suit. At 5-1, it's hard to see her not being involved in the finish. So the Nutcracker, pretty confident choice in race three.
Race four.
On to race four then, which looks at another competitive 2 mile handicap. But however, I do really like the claims of two horses against the field in this race, and they come courtesy of that race down in Clonmel the other day on the 18th of May, won by Stormy. Now, the time figure of that race was absolutely sensational for the grade. The winner posted a really big number for a horse rated under 100, and I've basically upgraded all the horses in that race that ran really eye-catchingly well, including Fierce Soul, who finished second. That horse went on to win at Downroll the other day. So Rapid Fritz and Touch of Gold are the two that I'd concentrate on here. Rapid Fritz has certainly suggested that he's capable of winning a race of this nature sooner rather than later. Not only with that run four starts ago when finishing second of 22 at Punchestown. Clearly in the form of his life at the moment, this eight-year-old. Hopefully he should go well in a nice price there. And the other one, obviously, to mention is Touch of Gold. Now, she comes out the best of my figures that day because she went past the winning line with the circuit to run in last position, but she somehow managed to haul herself into fourth, thus clacking the fastest circuit time of the whole field in that race. So, obviously, with a good speed figure and a good circuit time, I've got to upgrade that run. Clearly, the hood which was on that occasion has suited Michael Kennedy's charge. And around about 6-7-1 this morning, I'd also go along with Touch of Gold, along with Rapid Fritz, as my two-way attack against the field in race four.
Race five.
On to race five then, which is the 8 o'clock. And again, a couple of horses do catch the eye against the field here. They've both actually been plying their trade over fences of late, but I wouldn't certainly put you off other than coming back over hurdle because they both got good form over timber. And that is Newsworthy and Ra Nova. Newsworthy from the Die Love stable used to be a very good horse back in the day when trained by Nicky Henderson, and albeit this horse is certainly nowhere near that standard of late, has certainly run up to a fair level, including that run at Kilbeggan two starts ago behind Friday Night Lights. Of course, went on to win at the Punchestown Festival the time before. Over fences last time at a Down Royal, this horse was travelling really strongly in the hands of David Russell, but unfortunately capsizing two out. So that run certainly suggests that this horse is capable of winning through the run later. 2.5 miles and decent ground will suit, and with a decent £7 conditional jockey to take a little bit of the burden off, I'd expect Newsworthy to run really well there in race five. Along with Ra Nova, as I mentioned, she also ran to a very good standard at Punchestown behind Keelan Knoll. You've only got to look at the names on that roll of honour to see what a good race it was. The likes of Shadow Catcher, Mr. 51, were all there in what turned out to be a very strongly run race at the County Kildare venue. Prior to that, a good fourth behind Elusive Ivy as well, thus boosts this horse's overall profile. And with Rachel Blackmore on board, I'd expect Ra Nova to run another big race there in race five.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a 2 mile one chase. And once again, a very competitive race we have on our hands here. Hello Sweetie is the automatic choice, following a really smart performance here over course and distance when we last saw her. She travelled really strongly in the hands of Johnny Slevin and skipped merrily clear of the strong travelling 8 till 8 in the latter stages. Ruby Walsh has been booked, and that overall form around this track in general and that good time figure last time out should be good enough to see this mare home. Back in third was a Fat Cat, and you can certainly make a case for this locally trained 9-year-old, having run really well last time out and on plenty of other numerous occasions here at Ballinrobe. There's also a favourable mention going in the way of Bashful Beauty, who's also got a fantastic record around this course and distance and ran well behind subsequent winner Mr. Piketty last time out at Kilbeggan. Back over fences, she's got a really good record of 2 wins in 5 starts. I certainly expect the 10-year-old Bashful Beauty to also go well, but the number one choice, as I said, is Hello Sweetie.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which comes up at 9 o'clock. All eyes here will be on the Princetonian, and quite rightly so as well. She's run a couple of really good races on her first 2 starts, including that 6th in the Grade 3 at the Punchestown Festival behind Minutes to Midnight. Mystic Theatre, who was second on that occasion, boosted the form with a victory the other night. And this filly went to the Killarney Festival and ran another absolute stormer when pulling well clear of the rest of the field, along with subsequent winner from the Joseph O'Brien stable, Cornelius Sula. Katie Walsh takes over in the saddle, and this filly by Oscar, who's shown by far and away the best form on the table so far, it can be expected to perhaps get the better of the Willie Mullins trained first time out individual Sapphire Lady. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do join me again tomorrow when we will be taking a look at day two of the Ballinrobe Late May Festival. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.